Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, more this week on the key for knowing the truth as we look at the single eye. So now open up your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to give you a key to knowing the truth. Did you know the dove is the only bird on earth that has single vision? Both eyes of the dove are unioned together to make one field of vision. This is why doves are also called lovebirds. When they fix their gaze upon their mate, it is not distracted by any activity around it. It is no accident that the Holy Spirit is compared to a dove. Jesus has much to say about our single eye. In Luke 11:34, Jesus says, "The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when," notice, not if, but when, "thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness." Now, this tells us that we can have a double vision and be full of darkness sometimes. And this is what Jesus was saying. Now, Jesus was not talking about physical light. Oh, no. Jesus here is talking about spiritual vision, singleness of spiritual thought and understanding, knowing the truth and singleness of expression and vision. We see the same concept play out in James. In James 1, 7 and 8, Brother James says, of course, Brother James was leading the home church in Jerusalem. James writes, "For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all," notice, "all of his ways." James 1 and 7. Now it says all of his ways, not a few or some, but all. Not even the way that is open to discussion. Oh no. It says this man who is double-minded or goes in this direction one day in the things of God, but another day he goes in a different direction on the same things of God previously considered. Wow. He is double-minded. He goes in two directions on the same issue. This man, according to the Bible and the James, will not receive anything from the Lord. If you read these verses 1 through 6, you will see James is not talking about physical things like money and riches and fame and stuff like that. Oh no, but more important things. Things like patience and wisdom and joy, the weightier things, the true treasures of God. The fact that if our eye be single, we can see the truth is played out all throughout the Bible. In the New Testament Greek, the word for single in these verses is amazing. Sometimes the word used are different, but the principle is the same. Single in the Greek means to be free of folds. Let me say that again. Single in the Greek means to be free of folds. In other words, my heart and life must not be folded away from God. Rather, I must be open and exposed to God and seeking Him. Now, this ought not to be a surprise. If I want light, I have to open up to the light. But you see, as long as we continue to think that truth and light and all of these things are bits of information only, we will not get it. Truth and light is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Truth and light is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. We are here talking about spiritual reality, my friends. Thus, if we want to receive light, we must open ourselves to that light. We must open ourselves to Jesus Christ. We must be exposed by coming into the light, and the light must come into us. This is the only way that we can get light. And yes, it is the path to freedom. Okay, picture your heart as an unfolded sheet of paper. Now, you and me here for a moment, please. And if you hold that paper up to a light, the light hits the entire surface of the paper. If for this example's sake, we will just deal with one side of the paper because there are no folds and no creases in this paper. Thus, there is no part of this paper that is in darkness. Now, if this pictures our heart, we see that if we are fully exposed to the Lord and to the light, without any part of us consciously folded away from Him, we see or we understand the light, we cannot help but seeing Jesus. And the side effect, my friend, is that we are made true. We are made true. This likewise enables us to see or understand everything else in that same light. Now, that's important. We are able to see the truth about all else because we see or we understand God and what God is doing in that situation. Jesus proclaimed the same truth in His Sermon on the Mount when He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see or they shall understand God." Matthew 5:8. A single eye is an eye that is pure. It is free from mixture and corruption as far as motives toward God. A pure heart is said to be pure because of its devotion and dedication to God and to God's will. This is the open window through which comes a knowledge of Jesus Christ and the enablement in this light to see or understand the truth about all else. James shares a similar truth in James 4:8. James says here in James 4:8, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded." James 4:8. A single eye, a single heart, a pure heart, a single-mindedness of all of these terms, they speak of a relationship with God. That they speak of being open to God, free of any other motives. This is the key to seeing Jesus Christ. The key to being made true, and consequently, the key to seeing or to understand the truth in every situation. That's so important. I need to say that again. So this is the key to seeing Jesus Christ. The key to being made true, and consequently, the key to seeing or understanding the truth in every given situation. As we can see, the key to knowing truth is not mentally obtained by memorizing scripture or reading the Bible through 2 or 3 times a year or studying the Bible till we can argue lost souls into the ground. Oh no. Nor is the key of knowing the truth obtained in a praise and worship service while our favorite song is being played, chills running up and down our spine and tears filling our eyes. Oh no, my friend. This is obtaining the key of knowing truth is only awarded by God when we come to see Jesus. Wow, let me say that again. Obtaining the key of knowledge of truth is only obtained by God when we come, or is only awarded by God when we come to see Jesus, because in Him is the fullness of the Godhead. Let me say that again. Because in Him, in Jesus Christ, is the fullness of the Godhead. More next week on the single eye and the key of knowing truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trusting that you have a tremendous week and trusting that the Lord is working in your life and these teachings are enabling you to have a greater love for the Lord, and you can walk in those things in Him, and that truth is becoming more important to you. Truth is becoming like a flower. It's opening up to your heart, and you see the critical need to come to see that truth. Not only the truth about things, but the truth about Jesus Christ and how much He loves us. Amen. Next week, more on a single eye. God bless.